Now, Dictionary of Sydney is back for 2019, which is thoroughly exciting. I know people have been asking when Dictionary of Sydney is back. Well, here is your answer. Lisa Murray is in studio with us now. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tess.
Welcome back. So good to have you back.
Happy New Year, everybody.
What are we chatting about this morning?
Well, I actually thought I'd share with you a little bit about an exhibition that's currently on that I think is very Sydney. And so Dictionary of Sydney is all about Sydney's history. So I thought let's start with, you know, thinking about getting out there and experiencing a bit more of Sydney's history. So it's a photographic exhibition. And I think it's really interesting because we're so used today to having phones in our pockets and sort of running around taking whatever photos we want. And there's a whole generation of people who have never even really experienced camera film and using a manual camera and sort of having to focus and, you know, actually sort of putting the film in to be developed. And prior to that, you had to, like, know how to develop your own film.
Right? Of course.
Way back when. And this is the time we're talking about, way back when.
So all the way back.
Yeah. So, you know, photography was developing in the late 19th century. And in the early 20th century, Kodak actually developed the Box Brownie, which made cameras more accessible to a broader population. But really, most people's initial kind of experience of photography was going into a photographic studio. If they wanted to have a portrait done, they couldn't take a selfie. They had to go into a photographic studio and sort of pose there, and it was all very formal, and it was usually only done on sort of very significant occasions, such as, you know, on people's wedding days or after the birth of a child, or to get a sort of studio portrait of the family done and so on. So then in the 1930s, something changed. Photography became a slightly quicker process, and in the late 1930s, these photographers emerged on Sydney streets and they started taking candid photos of people walking down the street. And this was a totally different way of thinking about photography. And it was a way, the idea was that the street photographer would sort of line up someone, and if they looked at the photographer, they'd snap their photo and then they'd shove a little ticket in their hand.
Oh, wow.
And it would have the commercial photography studio's name and a number, and they could then call in at the shop the next day and look at the photos and potentially purchase a photo of themselves.
Looking stunned on the street.
Looking, some of them stunned on the street, but but obviously the ones that are, you know, people purchase were people smiling, or, you know, showing sort of maybe generations of a family walking down the street. And what we have to remember is that in the 30s and 40s, you know, the city was the main place people came to meet up with family, to have lunch in the city at the restaurants, to go to the main department stores and go shopping. So we didn't have suburban shopping malls or things like that. So it was a big day out, and a lot of people also dressed up. So it was quite the occasion. And so a lot of people really enjoyed having a photo of themselves sort of dressed to the nines, out with family and friends, having a good time. And so this whole kind of photography sort of craze developed, and they reckon in the late 1930s in New South Wales, so it sort of it spread across, you know, into other sort of cities and whatever. In New South Wales, they reckon 10,000 photographs were being purchased a week.
Wow, a week.
Like a week, yeah. Huge.
I thought you were going to say a year.
No, 10,000 a week.
When you first mentioned this, I was thinking more Humans of New York, the original, but now I'm thinking more when you go to the aquarium and they get your photo at the start before you go out and you can have a look and buy it at the end.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like giving you it's sort of offering you a moment in time of an experience that you had in a way. These were all really candid photos, and it was a particular genre, and it kind of fell out of favor in the late 50s, early 60s. And some of that was just due to the more widely available access of personal cameras and to be able to easily get photographs developed, but also because of growing regulation, because there were so many photographers on the streets that the city council actually did have to start regulating them. It wasn't an offence to take a photo on the street, but, you know, they kept shoving these tickets in people's hands and lots of people just looked at them and crumpled them up and threw them on the street. So they actually charged the photographers with littering.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, that was one of the ways that they were trying to regulate it a bit more. And then they sort of introduced licenses and things to try and manage the industry so that the streets, pavements weren't just cluttered with photographers. And they did it on the main street. So some of the key streets, so Martin Place, George Street, Pitt Street, Hunter Street, sometimes around Central as well, because lots of people were meeting and greeting at Central. So they were some of the key places. It's like this really interesting genre that is a snapshot of time that allows us to see sort of families together and the fashions. So this exhibition was pulled together by the Museum of Sydney, which is part of Sydney Living Museums. What's really fascinating is that they didn't kind of have a core collection to start with. It was an idea, knowledge that people had this type of photograph in their family albums, but there hadn't really been any study of the whole kind of genre of it. And so the Sydney Living Museums put a call out to people to look in their family photo albums and see if they had a photo, and to sort of and to send them in, or send, you know, digital copies in for people to actually...
It sounds like a lot of people have had them then.
Yeah, a lot of people did. They were inundated with over 1,500 sort of offers of photos, and from that they've curated this exhibition. It's a small exhibition, but the photos are all really tiny too, and they've blown up lots of them. But it's fascinating to have a look at. And there's also a contemporary photographer as well who's taken sort of photos of a similar vein of descendants of people in some of the photos that were there. So it's a really interesting exhibition. And I love it because I think it really captures Sydney in the 40s and 50s. And there are beautiful photos showing really wonderful details of how people actually wore the fashions on the streets on a day-to-day basis, you know, how they wore their belts, you know, what their coats were like, how they carried their gloves, the shoes they wore. I'm obsessed with shoes. And then also the streetscapes. And sometimes other people are kind of captured in the background. So the parcel delivery man, sort of with all the brown wrapped and tied with string parcels that he's delivering everywhere, he gets captured in the background. And
wow.
So it really is a slice of Sydney city life.
It sounds amazing. Where can we find out more?
So it's all at the Museum of Sydney. It's on until July, so you do have plenty of time, but do not miss it.
Don't put it off.
If you're a city lover, you have to see this exhibition. And, of course, you can find out more on dictionaryofsydney.org.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks.
Lisa Murray with Dictionary of Sydney for another week. The first one of the year. There you go. If you're looking for something indoorsy to do during the middle of summer, go check out the photography exhibition. We'll get the links up in the podcast. You can find those at 2scr.com.